Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. And this morning, our topic is the professional child of God, as we're learning about this and continuing to go forward and talking about this. I realize that we may have, you know, touched a little bit on it before, just at different times throughout, you know, ministry, but also how it relates to us, you know, growing in God and how it shows us exactly where we are, you know, as it relates to our growth in God, our relationship with God, how we're serving Him, and also how we're serving others. And, you know, one of the benefits of actually, you know, continuing to learn about this is just, you know, helping us to overcome the ways of the world that we're caught up in, the ways that are not becoming to God, and, you know, the things that we have to overcome, but also it being a benefit of just learning how it challenges us to evaluate our lives to determine our own spiritual maturity. So again, you know, just a few things that we can think about as we, you know, we talk about the professional child of God on this morning and at this hour. I want to welcome in our leader. Sorry about that. A little technical. Okay. Welcome in our leader on this morning, Mr. Kelly Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Carr.
How are you doing on this morning, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Mr. Carr, are you there?
I am. I'm doing wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. So I do welcome everybody on the line this evening, this morning, shall I say, as we talk about the professional child of God. Now, before we talk about this topic, I'm going to go ahead and open up with prayer. So if you don't mind, Ms. Latonya, please open it up with prayer, please.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here on this morning, dear Father, so that we can dwell in your presence and continue to go forward to learn more of you, dear God, to grow in the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of your word, dear Father. We thank you for just continuing to cover us with your grace and your mercy, even at this hour, dear God. We ask that you will just help us to be focused, dear Father, so that we can receive all of you. We can take what we've learned, dear God, and we can go out and share it with the world, dear Father. We thank you for our leader on this morning. We ask that you will just continue to keep us all connected on the right path. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, we're talking about the professional child of God. And as we alluded to on Wednesday, this is a serious issue right here, because what we find is in all walks of life, you have this level of professionalism. Okay? I like to call it the carnal Christian. Okay? And I hope that everybody understands that you can literally know the Word of God. You can talk the Word of God. Okay? And here's the thing. To know it and talk it, you have to have at least those two, or at least one. You know, in other words, be religious. To internet professionalism. Let me ask everybody this. How was it that you would perceive these two individuals? One individual says they don't like you. They can't stand you. Y'all are not friends. Y'all don't get along. Y'all have nothing in common. The under individual says, y'all friends. You my homegirl. You my homeboy. We have a lot in common. Look, we do the same things. Zodiac sign the same? Or they match? But then that individual is the one that actually smiles in your face. Talks behind your back. Just for the sake of having questions answered, which one would be suitable for you? Which one can you deal with versus the one that you can't deal with? How does that go? Miss Latanya, do me a favor. Go ahead and get Miss Tiana on the phone. You can go ahead go mute. I'm going to have Miss Tiana on the phone with me this morning. So which one would be suitable for you? Okay? That's what I want to get to. Which one would be suitable? Miss Tiana, which one would be suitable for you?
The person who is honest and upfront. At least I know where I stand with them.
Wow. That says a lot. And I'm with you 100%. Wouldn't you want to know where someone is up front? Y'all, it was a man named Saul. He became the apostle, Paul. Saul was treacherous. He did some grimy stuff. He did some grimy stuff.
He did.
Lord, I love this topic. Because y'all might want to write this down. Before God can use you, God wants to see if you're going to use him.
Amen.
You might want to write it down. Remember, the Bible says we love God because he first
loved us.
All right. All right. All right. Y'all get it? The professional child of God. In other words, God comes first in any situation.
That's right.
In other words, Jesus could not be used by God until Jesus first chose God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
In other words, if you don't choose God, you will find yourself being a professional. In other words, the Bible says it this way. They have a form of godliness, but they deny my power. Don't you know the Bible says, Miss Tiana, in Genesis, it says, let there be light.
Yes.
He wasn't talking about light that you see with your eyes. God is a spirit. So when you're a spirit, he talks spirit. Well, y'all got to catch this now. First.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law of first beings. It's the law of first mention.
Yes.
If charity starts at home, which is love, if love starts at home, I mean, don't you take care of your children in your house before you take care of the neighbors?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, cool. The professional Christian. It gets interesting. Because if you be in God, you don't have a form of godliness. You have power with it. See, the Bible said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, You can ask for whatever you want, and it shall be granted unto you. Here's the thing about that, Miss Tiana. Many people have a desire of their own. That does not mean,
mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Can I tell
yes.
y'all something? I'm about to go there because y'all know I love this. Just because you in God don't mean that you're not professional. As a matter of fact, you have to be in God to be professional. You can't be, Lord, have mercy. You cannot be without the word of God and call yourself professional because then you'll be person number one. Person number one says, I don't like you. I can't stand you. You know where I stand. So you can't be professional when you just ratchet. See, the professional person is the one who got some intel. They have some intellect. They have some insight about God. They got some insight about you. The professional person is their friend who will stab you in your back. That means they know you. They're in the relationship with you as a friend. But you're not in them. Lord, can I help y'all? Can I help y'all? Because watch what I'm going with this. You can be in a relationship and not genuine good. Come on. Let me unmute Miss Shabri right quick. I'm about to ask some questions this morning, Miss Tiana. The professional child of God. In other words, a child can play mama against daddy and daddy against mama. See, the child is in to them, but they're not in to the child. Because when something is in to you, what happens is you start to take on its nature.
Right. Mm-hmm. So true.
I might want to wake up this morning. You know how many people play with God? Because they're in God, we want to be holy now. But see, what happened through Monday through Saturday?
Right.
Somebody taught you religion. Somebody taught you how to put on makeup. But see, they ain't tell you how to take it off. So you've been playing with God your whole life.
Correct.
Do you understand that heaven and hell is real?
Indeed.
What does it take for God to get your attention? The more you get towards flames, huh? Things start to melt away. That mascara, that eyeliner, that lip gloss, that stuff doesn't matter anymore. As a matter of fact, don't you want to be with somebody who can be themselves?
Yes, sir.
Fellas, you don't want to be next to a woman. When she had on makeup, she was attractive, but now in the morning, you done rolled over, you balling your fists up.
Come on. Yes, indeed.
Ladies, you don't want to be next to a man that he's smooth, boy. He's a smooth operator. Huh? During the daytime, but at nighttime, boy, this is what that little thing is, ogre?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, Mr. Carter ain't about the looks. Yeah, yeah. What is it about to you then? I mean, I agree. But we agree for two different reasons, though. You saying it ain't about the looks because, see, you got a hidden agenda. And the professional side of you says, forget that. I'll take the man, shoot, as long as he has the money. Come on. I'll take the man as long as he has the power. I'll take the man as long as he has he has the intel, he has the wherewithal to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays, he's not a good man because he's in God and God is in him. He's a good man that if he can provide for his family, forget a God. Let me show you how professional we become. We become so professional that according to you know, the handbook of professionalism, if it don't work out financially, we can get a divorce.
Mm.
That's how professional we are. We're so professional that we got married based on, our desires.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. We ain't get married based on our purpose. See, the professional child of God has a list of things. The professional child of God misinterprets scripture. The professional child of God always says, the Bible says that God's going to give me the desires of my heart. But the professional child of God never understood that the Bible said, place your treasure, place your heart in heaven. See, you never did that part, but you want the desires of your heart. Now what you desire is what you perceive.
All right. Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
Y'all see it?
Yep. Yes, sir.
This is why other women want your husband. Because they are professional. They can sit in the pew next to you. See, they're professional. They have a form of godliness. They know religion. They don't know God. Because to know God is to live for God. And until you have lived for God, you are nothing more than professional.
That's right. It is.
You're nothing more professional. That's all it is. Huh? People have accepted the attitude of being, you know, disgenuine, unauthentic. The professional Christian says, I have bad days. Lord, have mercy. I'm only human. Hmm. The child of God that is pure, huh? Said, the bad day tried to creep on me, but I don't have them. I have God. So, you see, when I have God, the Bible, you know, says that I'm a child of God. That means I have the same bloodline as God. God don't have no bad days, neither do I. In other words, I make it great. You don't understand me.
Amen.
Y'all want to hear it, huh?
Yes, truth.
I say I don't agree with that, Mr. Carr. You don't have to agree with it because, see, you don't agree with things that you're unfamiliar with. You agree with that professional side that says, I'm human, I'm going to have bad days. But I agree with the world, with the godly side that says, watch this, what the godly side says, because we ain't professional. We authentic. My God told me this. My God say, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. So you tell me what day on earth should be bad because not one day in heaven is horrible.
That's right.
My Bible told me to be in the world but not of the world. That means the world may throw me a curveball, but I'm better than Babe Ruth. Hank Aaron, I like you, but you ain't got nothing on this because I'm about to hit it out the park. You're supposed to come at me different, world, and I'm supposed to respond according to the things of God. In other words, there's so much in my bloodline, I don't need scripture to verify it. My lifestyle verify what I live.
Amen.
Yes, sir, y'all? Because we're so professional, what does it say it in the Bible? See, that's because you're professional. But when you're really a child of God, you don't need the Bible to validate you. You just have the blood on you that validates you. And you are pretty much saying, oh, my bad. See, it ain't nothing like that time of the month. It ain't no time of the month. It's the time of the day because I bleed wherever I go.
Amen.
That's too much for you. Go ahead and get off the phone because I'm covered by the blood. So I believe. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Amen.
You shouldn't be talking like that. You tell your daughter what wage? Okay. So if you can tell her about bleeding from herself, why you can't tell her or him about bleeding from God?
Yes.
I better get somewhere with that, man.
Come on, yes.
That's the problem. Professionals talk about the birds and the bees. See, that's professional Christian. That's professional child of God. They lie to kids, huh? The stalk, you know, God. No. See, when you authentic, it ain't nothing about no birds and the bees. It's called heaven and hell. What spirit are you sleeping with?
Yes, Lord.
It's amazing. Because professional people were like a sponge, soak up the things of God. They got to know. Listen what they do, Ms. Bree. They soak up the things of God so that they can in turn internalize it and use it.
Right.
In other words, I want to look a certain way because professional people, they give more credence to their mom and their daddy than they do their heavenly father because mom and daddy required that I go to church, required that I be in a choir. They require, they have a standard.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I wish, let me show you something. No disrespect to nobody because I can't tell you how to raise yours, but let me show you how God would raise his. See, it wouldn't be a requirement. First of all, you would understand the importance of going. And if you didn't go, choose, that's on you. However, you live in his house. He will ship you up and shape you out. Watch this.
Yes.
You wouldn't have to go because, see, I wouldn't just make you go through the motions. You have become so familiar with going through the motions. That's why you just go through the motions now. That's why your children see you going through the motions, and they see the professional side of you because you don't curse on Sunday but let Monday come around.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Wow.
You know why? Because somebody taught you to go to church. They never taught you how to be it.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Lord. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody taught you how to look for love. They never taught you how to bring love to the table. In other words, they never taught you how to be love.
That's right. Come on. Uh-huh. Okay.
You still running and looking for relationships? Why are you searching for a relationship when you should be the epitome of what a relationship is?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you struggle with that is because it's never been you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hmm? Right? Can I speak on it, Mr. Bree?
Yes, you can.
Y'all ever notice that's why people don't mind stepping? I've always said this, y'all. I wonder why, because people say that women power stuff, and I'd be like scratching my head. I'd be like, wow, they professional? Because the same woman who talking about, girl, we stepping up for one another, be the same woman who wants your man.
Okay.
Come on. Boy, I done seen it all too long.
Yes.
Y'all ever seen somebody cool with the wife, but deep and down inside would take the husband?
Right.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is how professional is that person? They even use the title that cool with you.
Mm.
So if they cool with you, what more wouldn't they be with God? They cool with God.
Hmm.
All they want is the things of God.
Right.
Lord, have mercy. They so professional, they'll be cool with you, but have a hidden agenda.
That's right.
And professionals have an ulterior motive. And they use whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They will use you to get ahead, Ms. Tiana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Professionals are about climbing the corporate America ladder. Professionals are about building the friendship. But see, authentic people are okay with tearing it down just so you can see God. In other words, if I'm going to be your stumbling block, you need to go your way. Now watch this. You don't have to tell people like that. The Bible says test every spirit to see if it's the spirit of God. Professional people, they embrace sin. Watch where I'm going with this now. Watch where I'm going with this, okay? They will embrace sin, but never correct it.
Come on.
Miss Tian, it's going to be all right, baby. See, professionals have an agenda. You know, but Mr. Carr, you know, this is Tiana talking. Miss Tiana, talk to your friend, Miss Shabri. I'm not on the phone, but here's a narrative, Miss Tiana. Tell her about Mr. Carr just got on you, and you love Mr. Carr and all this, but it just ain't right how you talk to her. Just talk to her.
Sabrina, man, I just got a phone with Mr. Carr, and he's just getting on me, and I don't understand that. Like, I'm doing the best I can. I don't get why he got to get on me like this.
Not a professional Christian. Responds a little something like this, y'all. The professional Christian says, you know, but God, to God be the glory. You know.
Right.
Uh-huh. Watch this, y'all. Let me be Miss Shabri. With Miss Tiana, to God be the glory, though. Can we pray together? It's going to be all right, girl. You want to go grab something to eat, too? It's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. See, the professional will get in the way of what God is trying to use through this person. See, the professional Christian says, I don't agree with that person. But see, the professional Christian don't know the individual, don't know what's going on, don't even know the spiritual contact, because the professional wants to, in turn, just build a relationship between them and the individual at the cost of anybody else.
Right.
I don't hear me. That's what Satan do, right?
Yes, he does.
Satan know God enough to say, did he really say that?
Come on.
Huh? Did he really say that? Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Did he do that, huh?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And then it gets good. Now you establish such a motive behind professionalism to where your authentic self has totally depleted itself. It's gone. Mm. You got to be very careful because professionals, they're very crafty. They'll try and be authentic to a certain degree just to win you over ultimately.
Right.
The professional Christian, the professional child of God, does what suits the moment. The authentic child of God do what suits eternity. The professional Christian, the professional child of God, they do what suits the moment. That's what Satan did with Adam and Eve.
Right.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is where we get ourselves in trouble, people. Because we have this level of professionalism. We have been taught to go to church. We have been taught to say the prayer for this day and forevermore. The name of the Father, the name of the Son. Open up your hearts, open up your minds. We have been taught that. We got the lingo down, but where's the power? In other words, we got the look down. We look like a Christian. We sound like a Christian. We have a relationship with God, and we think just because we got a relationship, we're getting in. You got family members that you don't allow in your house. You got family members that you would never, ever, ever ride with like that. In other words, you can have a relationship with somebody, don't mean that it's good. I do believe that Cain killed Abel and they had a relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
We think that the relationship makes everything okay, but that's the mindset of the professional. But when you authentic, it's more than a relationship because people marry, cheat all the time, huh? Come on now.
Right.
And they have a relationship, right?
Yes,
that's right.
Right? See, professional people, they'll go to their dying day. They'll take it to their grave, and they won't ever come. Professional people deceive themselves. But when you authentic, you no longer see it your way. You see it God's way.
Right.
Amen.
Something, Mr. Brink? Y'all hear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Y'all remember what I said about relationships? People select their what instead of their purpose.
People select their own path instead of their purpose.
What I said, Miss Yana, you remember?
I don't know.
People select their choice.
Okay.
That's something they chose. That's their desire. Because when you really love God, you don't have time to be professional. Because when you love God, you know you don't have the ability to select the thing.
That's true. It's all his.
All his.
Yep.
That means professional says I know what to do, but authentic says I don't.
Come on.
Professional says I know what to do and I'm not going to disturb God. But an authentic person says I'm not going to disturb God, but I don't know what to do, but I'm going to use God. I told you God cannot use me until I use him first. In other words,
right.
I'm going to make my selection based on what God would want for me, not what I want for me. Lord have mercy. Somebody just
right.
That.
Come on.
Huh? Somebody just missed that. Real quick, Ms. Tiana, I'm going to let you give me 30 seconds. What you got?
Yeah, just off of that, like living an authentic life in God is one that requires us to sacrifice, to say and give it all to Him and say that He is the one who has the answers because He is the one that gave me life. He's the one who's chosen what my purpose on this world is. So the only way that I can be authentic is to truly only go to Him and to know His words so that I can operate in Him. Otherwise, I'm doing it all for myself, for my benefit. And that's it.
What about you, Mr. Brew?
I agree with Ms. Tiana. You know, you have to seek God to move around in your life. You can't just do things on your own. Like you said, to know God is to live for God. If you're not living for God, you don't know God. We profess that all the time. Well, I'm a Christian. I know God. But are you living that life? Can you say you actually living for God? Are you doing God, things God's way? We say that all the time. And that's, you know, that's easy to say. Like you said, we go to church. We praising God Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. What are we doing the rest of the days? Living the way we want to live. We can't continue to do that.
Yeah,
God should be the head of our life.
It's real. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Uh-huh.
The professionals select their preference. Children of God select their purpose. Why are you still living in your preference? See, y'all know what I hear a lot of? I hear a lot of, you know, but I want you. I hear a lot, but I don't want that. I hear, God, I want you. Do you think it's good enough just to want God? Lord, have mercy.
No, it's not.
Miss Tiana, I hear a lot of, I want God.
Mm-hmm. What you doing?
I hear a lot of, you know, do you love me, God?
Right.
Yeah, God love you, but do you love God? And don't use your worldly interpretation. See, professionals go by what they want to match their desires. Don't y'all know I'm in fitness and I can want cake, but I have enough discipline not to get it?
Right.
Huh? Professional people make excuses for their desires.
Yes,
see, here's the thing. How long does makeup last?
Not long at all.
Mm-hmm.
That lifestyle that we choose, people, in the professional arena, huh? When can somebody really see the real you? When can God see the real you? If God can't see the real you, how can God use you?
Right.
You know about the things about God? Everybody that God uses in the Bible, they never look sedated. They never rode a high horse. As a matter of fact, if you look at the story of Saul, that's why I brought him up, who now became Paul, didn't the Bible, Lord Jesus, thank you for revelation, say that the Spirit of God knocked him off his beast?
Yes.
That means whatever you came in riding on and you were sitting on a high horse because you was professional, I'm about to knock you down so that I can use you. When you're a child of God, ain't nothing professional about you because babies are babies wherever they go. In other words, you're going to get the real them. They're going to cry in the church. They're going to cry at office. Huh? They're going to TT on you at church. Yeah, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing
yes.
fake about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real baby, the real Christian, the real child of God, and say, Mama, I got the boo-boo right up in front of people. Ain't nothing professional about them. In other
yes,
words,
indeed.
The real Christian to say, God, I'm struggling with something right now. I need you.
Yes.
The professional Christian to say, I'm over this situation. And they're not. Lord, he knocked Saul off his beast before he could use Saul. In other words, you can't be high-minded and riding on your high horse, huh? And think that you're about to be authentic in God. God would knock you down. In other words, professionalism has never been about God. Because didn't Jesus get knocked down? Why do you think he came from heaven to earth? In other words, I knock you down to use you.
Amen.
I'm going to knock you from heaven.
Right.
Oh, Lord, I miss me.
Amen.
If God knocked you down, you're going to remain professional. Job, you can't reach a lot of people up there. I got to knock you down. Did you not know about the story of Jesus? Huh? Somebody on his phone, you can't reach a lot of people up there. I know that's your aspirations to be the CEO and to be the head of something. But see, when you really the head and you understand God, the head is always beneath. So see, you got to scoop it up. It's just like a trash, you know, how you sweep it up on a dustpan. See, in order to catch everything and make it clean, you got to get the lowest. You got to get the dirtiest. You got to come down. The CEO is not at the top. The CEO can go from the top to the bottom. In other words, I'm gonna need what dirt is so that I can save dirt. You don't understand me.
Right. Amen.
But we so professional, we don't want to get dirty. That ain't even our job. That ain't even our job. Because we so professional, I want what I want when I want it at any cost. That's how professional we are. But when we authentic, I would dismantle this relationship so that you can see God.
Amen.
I love you, but I love you enough to leave you alone because this is not our purpose. That was my preference.
Right.
That makes sense, people?
Yes, it does.
He knocked Job off his beast. Saul off his beast. I got to get you down. You're too professional to be used by me. Why you think they talked about Jesus? Because professionalism shouldn't look like that. He walked. He walked with tax collectors. His 12 disciples. Did y'all do y'all research on the 12? Well, y'all know about Judas. That's the only one y'all know about. Oh, Matthew, the tax collector. That's all y'all know about. Oh, Peter was. But did y'all research? They were some scoundrels. In other words, he went to Oak Cliff, Mr. DJ. Went to Bankhead, Ms. Shire. Mr. Bree, he went over there to Glen Oaks. I'm talking about Bankstown.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Miss Tiana. He went down there to Scotlandville, cross the tracks, yeah, to get his. Y'all don't hear me.
That's right. They
were some scoundrels.
Yes.
They wasn't well put together. But before you talk about them, he didn't want professionalism. He wanted authentic. Why you think he chose you and I?
Yes.
Mr. Bree. Did not the Bible say, we're talking about the professional child of God, did not the Bible say that he didn't come for the whole, he came for the sick? The whole meaning people who have it going on. The whole means professionalism. He didn't come for the professional people. He came for the people who was beneath him.
Right.
He came for the sick. So, Mr. Carr, you saying that you can't be professional in God? No. So watch this. Women, fellas, women, don't you know there's only one woman that can live in that house? When your daughter thinks she's too grown, she got to go.
That's right.
Okay. Fellas, I don't even need to ask y'all. Y'all know. Talking about, come on this way, Mr. Carr. I'm going to knock it out the fence. He already know. You good. There's only one head in the house. We can't be professional in the kingdom of heaven. Huh? The Bible said, lest you be like a child again, you will never see God.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he broke it down. Not a child again being immature, but when he say child again, he's talking about being pure. Woo! Lord have mercy. Professional people are not pure. They wear their professional hat. The reason why it's called the professional child of God is so many people go by the Bible, but they don't go by the blood. I told you, you ain't believe. Lord, have mercy. Let me show you what I mean by that. I said all this. I said all that to bring this home with this home run hit. You remember when it was about to stone the woman to death? Those were professional children of God. See, those scribes and Pharisees, they had titles. See, you have a title because you over the Sunday morning breakfast. You got a title, Mr. Carr. See, you got a title because you over the children's ministry. That's your title. That's your professionalism because you're a deaconess. That's your professionalism. Somebody over there with the Masons. That's your professionalism. I don't care. Get mad at me. I told you I'm built for this because Mason and Christianity are not the same thing. You better get it right. I don't care if you're Delta, Omega. I don't care what you think you are. If you're not a child of God, you're not going in. So you can go ahead and hold on to that all you want to.
Right.
Oh, what? Eastern Star. Okay. You better catch the heavenly one when they're coming. When that bus coming.
Come on.
Watch this. You can have all that going on and still miss heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, the professional people, scribes and Pharisees, they had the word. They said the law of Moses. They was challenging the law, which was right in front of their face. The professional people don't even know God. Lord, have mercy. Watch this. How can you know God and he be in front of your face and you too professional to understand that the law that they use was right in front of them? They knew the Bible verses. Professional people know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy. The professional people knew the law, but they didn't know nothing about grace and mercy.
Yes.
Grace and mercy would give you an authentic understanding. Jesus didn't even pay them no mind. See, Jesus was so authentic and they were so professional, you would have thought they was the ones. They telling him about the law when he is the law. In other words, he didn't come. Listen, he came to fulfill what the written law wouldn't do. We so professional because the Bible says get up and pray. The Bible says this, the Bible says that. But when you actually going to be authentic and start to live it? Because when you actually live it, come on, anybody got a manual that you read every day how to be a mama? Good. That means you authentically have to be a mama. You're not going to sit there and read that book every day talking about, okay, what am I supposed to do when they cry?
Right.
You live it out, you don't have time to be professional. When you live God out, you don't have time to be professional. That's the problem. Now, you're saying, what does it say that in the Bible? What's the Bible say about this? When you live it out with God, you're no longer under the law. You're no longer, listen, you're no longer under professionalism. You're now under the blood.
Yes.
Asking me, you know, well, what I need to do to be a Christian, live for God. No, what I mean, how I need to, what you mean? Why are you asking me a question? You got to have a personal encounter with God.
Amen. Right.
Saul had a personal encounter with God. A personal encounter. There's not a rhyme or reason. Because if you're looking for that, God may reach you a different way. Knock you off your high horse so that you're no longer professional. Shouldn't you be tired of professional? Shouldn't you want to be authentic with God? And see, when you're authentic with God, you start to line up with the Word of God and didn't even know you was lining up with the Word of God. See, you don't have to scratch your head and, you know, okay, this, that, and other. Now, see, when you're authentic, God, you chose to use God. In other words, I chose to use the Bible so therefore the Bible can use me. In other words, I live it so much. I know it's in there somewhere, but I don't have time to be finding it, but I know it's in me more so.
Right.
Didn't the Bible say hide the word in your heart?
Yes, it did. Yes,
might not be able to find it in Deuteronomy, but I can sure find it in deep inside me.
Amen.
All right.
Ain't nothing professional about this, They was professional to where they was about to stone this woman, but he was so authentic that he let her free. Lord have mercy. He let her go.
Amen.
And then he looked around and said, "Well, you are accusers. They're not, neither do I. Go ye this day and sin no more." In other words, a professional person would tear you down. An authentic person will build you up. But watch this. They're going to chastise you. In other words, they're going to give you something that you need to be doing.
Right.
See, I know somebody say, that's right. That's why I got people around me that build me up. No, baby, they're going to tell you what to do, too. Because he said, go ye this day and sin no more. He told her to go do something. Now, I'm so glad that lady didn't have a rebuttal with God and said, I'm human, no, Jesus. I've done sin. She was smart enough to listen to authenticity. Lord, have mercy. We so professional, we don't even know what authenticity looks like no more. We will argue with authenticity. When authenticity says, no, that's wrong, you say, no, it's right. When authenticity says you have been lying and cheating, you will say, no, I haven't. You will start to refute authentic because you're so professional. Ain't that something?
Hey. Yes, indeed.
Ain't that something?
It is.
Mr. Carr, what you mean? Because I have the right to speak my mind. You do. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. And it really reveals where you are and how unauthentic we are. Because well, I love God. You can't tell me I don't love God. It don't matter what you love. Keith Sweat had a lot of women that loved him. Still love him, right? People have people that love him all the day, but you can only be with one. So just because you love with God, are you one with God? I told you, before God can use you, did you use God in your situation to get married? Did you use God when you wanted to be with that individual? Did you use God when you wanted to choose that job? Did you use God when you chose the location of where you're going to stay? When you did you use God then? Ooh-wee. Come on, talk to me.
Right.
Because if you use God, why do you have bias remorse?
Come on.
Lord, did I just over-talk myself?
No, sir.
Not at all.
Y'all, it's time to take off the makeup. How much longer does God need to hem us up, to put us in the timeout corner and tell us to strip down? The Bible says, come as you are. He didn't tell you to get made up.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, y'all. It's about time that you be honest with God and you be honest with yourself. I don't care how long you say you've been in God. I don't care. If God was to come right now and with you without that emotionalism behind you, would you say you prepared to go to heaven? Can you clearly say, God, I represented you every day of my life, even the thoughts that people don't know about, I represented you well? Now stop looking to the left and to the right. You can go ahead and take this lightly if you want to. I hope you're not doing nothing. I told y'all to get in a quiet place.
That's right.
You honestly say to God that I'm not professional. I'm authentic. I only want you. We too busy chasing after men and women to want God.
Heaven.
We too busy chasing after money to want God. The shoes and the purses to chase God. You only use God to get what you want. That's not the using that I'm talking about. See, when I say use God before he can use you, I'm talking about using God in your life.
Right, yes.
And God correct me. I use God in my everyday. I don't just use God so that I can go get the job. I use God because I got the job before I got the job. In other words, I know what it is to be a woman. I know what it is to be a man. I know what it is to be a child of God. Ain't nothing professional about this child of God. Ain't nothing professional about this Christian. Because what you see is what you get. See, the way I talk on the phone right now is the way that I talk outside of this phone in person.
That's right.
Ain't nothing professionalism about this. You know how people change their whole articulation? No, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But we got this professional side, and we want to be professional. We be like, what's up, dude? Man, what you doing? I'm chilling, man. What you looking at, yeah, bro? You know this. Oh, man, look. I meant to tell you it's on the phone. Oh, hey everybody. How you all doing today? Yes, we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 3 and 18. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed out there? Oh, come on. I can't hear you. You're blessed. Okay, good. Great God. Professionals all get out. How great is he when you can turn him on and turn him off? That's not
right.
Authentic.
It's
you
not.
Only hug people on Sunday. Why you don't hug them when your day not going good? Oh, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have no bad days anyway. That means when bad try to come our way, because I got the promise and I'm not professional, I understood my calling from the get-go. And when I'm called, I understand that there's going to be long suffering. So it might be something that I want, Shireen, but I can't never have it. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Because, see,
yes,
when you're authentic, Jabri, it's not about what I want. It's about my purpose. It's about what God wants. See, purpose is what God wants. Preference is what you want. Which one do you select life on? The professional child of God. Let's go. I pray, Ms. Deanna, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. We are truly grateful for all that you continue to provide. Heavenly Father, may we love you as you love us. Because Heavenly Father, you are our leader. You are our Father. You are our friend. Heavenly Father, may we continue to just come to you, dear Lord, and know that you, Heavenly Father, have the answers in all things. It's not about us. You call us to be stewards of all things that you have provided to us, every person, everything, every place. Heavenly Father, may we do as you call us to do. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Make sure y'all call in this evening at 8 p.m. All right, we're getting started at 8 p.m. on the dot. Have your paper, pen, and pad. We're doing part two to the professional child of God. If you missed part one, go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. That's www.SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Go there. Go there. Check part one out. It's important. How much that call is? $5, Tiana?
$1.99.
Man, okay, it's about to be five. I really, listen, because y'all know we, well, what did you say, know your worth? Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot, huh? Tell me the best thing in the world, the best thing in the world, and people not paying $2 for it? Okay, cool.
Come on.
You're about to stretch to get it then. That's how authentic I am, because we'll pay for a R. Kelly ticket because it's entertaining. We've been like, I thought the word of God was free. Tell it to R. Kelly and his concerts then. Tell it to Bell Bib DeVoe. Tell it to Bobby Brown. Pay for sin, but we don't pay. For, man, you. See, that's how authentic I am. Oh, he ain't ranting. He's telling the truth. Because how can you love something and don't pay for it? So don't get mad at the man who don't pay for his child, but he paying for somebody else's. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.